This broadcast is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim. Yesterday, a brand new ticker on NASDAQ jumped 19% within minutes of trading. It's a company that combines Elon Musk's SpaceX with the AI company xAI. The IPO price was $135, but it closed at $160.95. They raised $75 billion, the biggest IPO we've ever seen.
Wait, you combine three companies? What exactly are we talking about?
There's SpaceX, which launches rockets, Starlink, which sells internet via satellite, and xAI, which makes AI. Starlink alone has 10.3 million subscribers, so you're buying into one stock that gives you all three businesses. Basically, investors are betting on space and AI at the same time.
Was there something unusual about retail investors on this one?
They allocated 30% of the IPO shares to retail investors. Normally, you're looking at maybe 10%, so they tripled it. The market cap topped $2 trillion on day one. This valuation is going to be the benchmark when Anthropic and OpenAI line up for their own IPOs.
OpenAI bought another company. What's the deal there?
It's a German startup called Ona, used to be called Gitpod. They provide sandboxed cloud workspaces for AI to work safely. The Ona team is joining OpenAI's Codex organization.
So what changes for Codex users?
Right now, Codex runs on your laptop, so if you close it, everything stops. With Ona's cloud infrastructure, even when your laptop's off, the server can keep running long tasks like code edits and builds all the way through. There are over 5 million people using Codex every week, so this infrastructure is getting rolled out pretty wide. They didn't disclose the acquisition price.
This broadcast is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim. Just before the end of the legislative session, New York State Legislature passed 7 AI bills all at once. The biggest one's the Child Chatbot Safety Act. It prevents AI companies from offering companion-style chatbots that talk to minors like their friends. The vote was 137-0 in the Assembly and 60-0 in the Senate. Not a single no vote.
That's pretty rare, isn't it? No opposition at all?
Yeah. Back in 2024, there was a case where a 14-year-old boy got close to a character.ai chatbot and then died. After that, regulating chatbots became something both parties agreed on. Another bill that passed at the same time is the Fair News Act, which requires AI-generated news to be labeled as such.
Does it become law right away?
Not yet. Governor Hochul has until December 31st to sign or veto. Since there's no federal AI law, state regulations are pretty much becoming the standard. If your company's putting content or chatbot services into the U.S. market, you've got to manage different rules for each state.
Oracle just reported Q4 earnings. Their backlog, contracts they've booked but haven't yet fulfilled, hit $63.8 billion. That's up 363% from a year ago. Most of it's big contracts for GPUs earmarked for AI training.
So their numbers are great, but why did the stock take a hit?
Because to actually fulfill all those orders, they've got to pour huge amounts of money into data centers and chips up front. So their cash is going to go negative for a while. Investors got spooked about that burden, and the stock dropped 7-10% in after-hours trading.
The vibe's different over at Anthropic, though.
Anthropic told investors they're expecting $10.9 billion in June quarter revenue and $559 million in operating profit. That's their first profitable quarter since the company started, but they already said that computing costs are going to spike and they'll be back in the red next quarter.
ChatGPT can now buy stuff for you. Visa and OpenAI partnered up. If you say yes, ChatGPT can complete the payment at any of Visa's 175 million merchants. You set spending limits, approval rules, and which merchants are allowed before you let it loose.
Who's liable if something goes wrong with a purchase?
Visa handles payment authorization and fraud detection, and OpenAI handles the decision about what to buy. They split it up. Card company does what it does best, AI does what it does best. But here's the thing, if you don't carefully set spending limits when you turn on autopay, you could end up with purchases you didn't intend, and that could become a dispute.
And Google cut their prices.
Google dropped AI Plus from $7.99 to $4.99 a month and doubled storage from 200 gigabytes to 400. That's now the cheapest major AI subscription out there. On top of that, OpenAI partnered with Oracle Cloud, so companies with Oracle credits can now use OpenAI models and codecs on their existing purchasing terms. Price wars are officially on. This broadcast is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim. The EU AI Act's requirements for high-risk systems kick in August 2nd. That covers AI used in hiring, loan approvals, education evaluation, and law enforcement. Companies have to get their products conformity assessed, slap on a CE mark, and disclose how the system works.
Are companies ready?
An April survey found 78% of companies weren't ready. If you violate, the fine can be up to 15 million euros or 3% of your global annual revenue, whichever is higher. If you're a Korean company selling hiring or credit assessment AI into Europe, you need to check right now how far along you are on CE marking before August, or you're looking at real losses.
What about the states? Anything happening there?
Colorado Governor Polis vetoed a bill that would have banned charging different prices to different people based on personal data. She liked the intent, but said the scope was too broad. It could have even penalized discounts that actually help consumers. Rhode Island passed a bill in both chambers banning chatbots that pretend to provide medical treatment. China drafted a plan to invest 2 trillion yuan, about $295 billion, over 5 years, in a nationwide AI data center network. It'd be run by state telecom companies and filled with 80% or more Chinese-made equipment and software. This is China's answer to the U.S. tightening exports on NVIDIA chips. They're switching over to homegrown chips, like those from Huawei.
And there are lining up chip company IPOs, too.
Two companies are going through reviews on June 15th simultaneously. Yunswan AI, which designs AI chips, is aiming to raise 6 billion yuan on the main board. WSMC, which does 12-inch chip manufacturing, is targeting 7.5 billion yuan on the Chinext board. It's pretty symbolic. Chip design and chip manufacturing knocking on capital markets the same day.
What's happening with robots?
Engine AI, a humanoid robot company in Shenzhen, filed confidentially for an IPO on the Hong Kong Exchange. 3 years after launching, they're already valued at around $1.5 billion. Their factory that opened June 1st in Shenzhen is churning out T-800 robots at one every 15 minutes. Supply chains are splitting between the U.S. camp and the China camp faster than ever.
So, of everything we talked about today, what's the one thing to jump on Monday?
If you're selling hiring or credit assessment AI into Europe, check how far along you are on CE marking and conformity assessment before August 2nd. If you're pushing content or chatbots into the US, time to verify whether New York's AI news labeling requirements and the minor chatbot ban actually apply to your services.
What about costs and supply chain?
If your team uses an AI subscription, Google's $4.99 price drop is good ammunition to renegotiate. If you're rolling out ChatGPT autopay, lock down spending limits first to head off disputes. And finally, this is important, figure out whether the chips and cloud your company depends on are in the US camp or the China camp. Right now, while the market's splitting, document that dependency.